The views expressed on X96's Radio from Hell show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Broadway Media, its management, owners, or advertisers.
This program is intended for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
KXRK, Provo, Ogden, Salt Lake City. Radio from Hell with Carrie, Bill, and Gina on X96.
Can you just please keep it down?
I go high, you go low.
Yeah,
yeah.
We all went low.
Could you stop singing?
This is Radio from Hell on X96.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're back, and Charlie Halford is here, and Bill Frost is here to talk about TV
as well.
And Gina's really wants to take the reign of this interview because she wants to get to the bottom of this whole Charlie Charles controversy, which she thinks is very important.
There's a controversy, is there?
Which is it, Charlie or Charles?
Whatever. At this point, it's Chaz from the show. They call me Charlie Chaz Charles on set.
Well, now
there's one guy calls me Chippewa. I don't even know what they call me. What to call me?
See, so it is an issue.
What did you grew up here in Salt Lake?
Yeah.
And what'd your family call you?
Charlie.
Okay. All right. But when I watch Constantine, it says Charles.
Yeah.
It says Charles in the credits.
At some point, I was like in my early 20s and I started teaching an acting class and Charlie sounded too casual or something. I'll be Charles.
If you're a teacher.
Taken seriously.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was an actor's union thing that there was already a Charlie Halford.
No, I think it was just, there's like phonetically Charles, you know, Charles Halford. Charlie Halford is like too many syllables.
Sure. Okay. See, it was an important question.
Well, now that we've got that taken care of.
Thank God. So you grew up in Salt Lake, and where'd you go to school?
I went to Twin Peaks Elementary, then Woodstock Elementary, then Bonneville Junior High, then Cottonwood High School, then College of Eastern Utah for a year before dropping out entirely and pursuing film.
When did you think you wanted to be an actor? All that time, or?
You know, I think I always was an actor. I was always acting out, and I guess I discovered that I was good at it in junior high when I got an A in acting class for the same reasons I was getting an F in all my other classes.
Right.
And then just kind of ran with it. And
is that what you did at College of Eastern Utah?
Yeah. Yeah, Cottonwood High School actually has a really awesome drama program. And so there, you know, we did a lot of like really great work, and then fortunately got a scholarship to CEU. I didn't really like apply myself to anywhere else. That was sort of like the track. It was like you go to Cottonwood, then you go there, and at some point I just had some friends who were making money doing film, and I was spending money doing theater, and I said I'm gonna go take a crack at that. And
never wanted to do stage work that much, or
no, I would love. I think sort of that's an end goal of mine, is to get back there. I just, you know, at the time, getting on stage, you've got to go and get all your equity points. And
it's hard.
And, yeah, it's kind of tough to get to where you can make a living doing theater. And so film seemed like more attractive. And then it's sort of two different lives, because when you're doing film, you want a night job, so you're available to your auditions and things in the day. And when you're doing theater, you want a day job, so you're available for rehearsals and whatnot at night. So you kind of got to choose it at some point.
So how old are you? How long has it been since you were out of college?
I am 34 years old, and I left school in 99,
so,
2000.
So how do you think it's, what I'm trying to ask is, has it been quick or slow, or how do you have you felt like giving up, or has it been steady enough that you felt good about your career? Or?
I think I'm both parts slacker and stubborn. So I was never in too much of a hurry, and I was just kind of stuck by it, kind of knowing somewhere in the back of my mind it would work out.
I mean, I'm looking at your resume here, and you're consistently working, so.
Yeah, you, like here, I average like, I don't know, 3 or 4 gigs a year in film, which was pretty good. And mm-hmm. when I left here to go to L.A., after about 8 years of that, I was like, if I can just do that, then, you mm-hmm. know, then it should work out. Yeah. And then it sort of has. I, you know, in terms of it getting frustrating, I think that that's all part of it. I remember when studying, there's like the saying that if you do any art, in order to master any art or something, you have to do it for 20 years. Mm. And so I've always kind of in my head said, well, I've got at least 20 years to look to look forward to struggling or figuring it out. And what's oddly enough, you know, at 14 was 8th grade, and that's when I took that first drama class. Mm. And now it's like 20 years later. Mm-hmm. It's almost to the nines.
I should be really good at radio by now.
You are really good at radio. You're all very, very good at radio.
You should be.
I should.
You
be.
Really should. Be. You really, really should that's be.
In fact, because I'm not, yeah. I should stop. No.
What's so now? You're in Constantine. Is that kind of is that the biggest thing for you that you've done so far? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, being a series regular on a
network show?
On a network show, and not only that, like a comic book show this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's arguably the biggest and best thing I've been a part of, and it's such a fun world to live in. I mean, it's so exciting. I wouldn't complain about any acting work, but waking up to do, like, Law and Order every day, I think would be a little bit, like, I read these scripts, and I was like, oh, well, we're going to fight that demon this week, or I get to die that way this week, or that's going to happen. So I'm going to witness that somehow. And it's really exciting. And I'm really proud of the show. I think that it really gets cranking. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, Matt is an exceptional actor. He's very funny. The writers are really, like, starting to gel. Mm-hmm. And if you've read the comic books, it's just, like, such a great source material to work
with. Exactly.
From.
Well, and it looks like it jumped right out of the comic book. I mean, it spot on. Now, with the fans of the comic, because this comic book, it's Hellblazer is the comic,
yes.
By the way. Don't look for Constantine.
Yeah. You'll find a different...
Different thing.
Different type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's been around for a very long time. And have the fans been giving you advice about how to approach the material?
They're pretty picky about
that. Yeah, they're
that.
Very picky.
Well, yeah. I think comic book fans definitely are awesome fans. And I was a comic book fan, so I totally understand it. I think when you're reading comics, there's a magical thing to them where, you know, you have images and you have dialogue. And then the voices kind of you create in your head, and it automatically endears you to this world. So you take some sort of ownership of those characters. And so to see anybody else put their stamp on it, it's like, well you got to do this, you got to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's like really motivating. I think that if we can succeed in delivering Hellblazer, you know, TV show through Constantine on NBC Friday Night Tonight.
thank you.
Then I think that we've got a really good show on our hands. And if that can be accessible to people who aren't familiar with the comics as well, then it's just it's an exciting show, and I think that. I think we're doing it right.
Must have been pretty cool to be in True Detective.
True Detective was an experience.
You had just kind of a small.
He was Reggie Ledoux.
I know he was talked about throughout the entire thing, but when he was actually on,
it was all leading
why
up.
Why do you try to sell him short?
I'm
with
not.
That?
I'm just saying you built him up and built him up, and I said, wait a minute, how much were you actually on?
His
screen?
Picture was
please,
on.
No, please, they, kids, on. Don't fight in front of the guests. All right.
I saw you in my dream.
it was great.
Thank you so much.
It was great. You know, it was great. What a creepy show.
Yeah.
And how many days did you work on it?
I was down there about a week.
Yeah.
We did the end of episode 3, obviously in one day, and then it was a lot of makeup. You know, they put all those tattoos on me and the beard, and I had to get my hair bleached out. And I was down there about a week, and I was, like, trapped in a hotel all week because I just had horrible tattoos all over me, and I was in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of strange. But the experience was really great. Everybody was really fantastic. And
actually, we talked to you on the phone while you were down there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I probably told you some of those stories.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't want to repeat myself.
No, no, it's good. No, it's fine. People love that show and want to hear about. I don't think we got into working with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. I don't think we talked about that very much.
They were great. It was fun to watch them find the world that they were living in. We had about an hour of rehearsal before we shot anything, and we walked through the whole shack bit. Mm-hmm. And just watching them logic it out, they said, okay, well, how would we breach a house this way? And how is it not only accurate but cinematically viable? Like what's the best way to do it? And that's something that I took I've taken from that. So now, even when I'm looking at my work, I'm trying to, like, you know, kind of McConaughey it or Harrelson it out, trying to be like, okay, where's the logic, and cinematically, how do we deliver?
Mm-hmm. Listen, this is the way Woody does it. Yes, we've heard. We're tired of hearing about it.
Now, those guys are just, you know, they've been in everything. They've done tons of work. Yeah. You're pretty new. How did they treat you?
They were great. Woody and I got on, like, really well. I think we just have a lot in common. And then
that doesn't mean anything in particular.
I was talking about being vegan and drinking fresh juice. Matthew was very cool. Matthew was also like he was very much business when I first showed up. I don't think our characters obviously don't get along, and once the work was done, like, he lightened up, and it was and it was cool. They were both really accepting, and we were just there to do good work, and it was a good time. Yeah,
pretty good. Just didn't treat you. I mean, sometimes, like, okay, rookie, well, come on, you know.
Yeah,
there was none of that. It was just professional, and
correct answer is yes.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. So has your voice always been like this?
I'm sure it was different.
I mean, you know what I mean. You know, people say, "What do you smoke?"
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
and so you keep your voice like that.
Yeah, that's how I do it. It's strictly
cigarettes.
That's it. Coffee and cigarettes.
So, kids, the takeaway is
if you want to be successful,
cigarettes and whiskey. That's how you do it.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. No, it's funny actually. I got vocal damage doing a film here some years back. I used to sing, and I still sing, but I sing very different.
Like, you sing like Tom Waits now.
Yeah, now. But it was an acting, you know, acting has actually probably developed more of my voice than any bad habits have. Because you try to create a voice to go, I don't know, it's a weird job, because it's like, okay, well, you're big and you're brooding and you got a face like this, and and so you start developing, like, voices to kind of go with that. And I think I just forced it a certain way. It is also early in the morning, in my defense.
Sure. It lightens up a little bit.
But it's like Jason Momoa, who's this gigantic, scary-looking guy, has had a problem with his voice because it sounds
a little high.
And
well, that's why he's perfect for Aquaman. Yeah.
It's because I talk underwater. Talk underwater.
Let me summon my finny friends.
We need to talk about TV. Bill Frost is here.
Yeah. We can talk more about Constantine. Give us the times and everything again.
Friday night's on NBC. We follow up Grimm, which is another exceptional show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is 9 o'clock here, I believe, is our show. Grimm comes on at 8. So,
is that right?
That's right.
My DVR catches everything. So
we have a really good time. I think it's a great.
It is a good show.
It's a great show. Put the kids to bed or let them watch. And
if they have the demon fear, you don't want
them. Yeah.
Can the kids watch it, Bill Frost?
I'd say yes.
Well,
but that's me.
He's not a good parent.
Yeah, we know. We know what kind of a parent you are. I know your daughter. So,
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City, where all of our computers have been hand-built in Utah for over 21 years. I've got the most amazing deal on the planet for you. The PC Laptops S1 desktop computer. It's a PC laptop's desktop computer covered forever for $799. It has a blazing fast processor, so it's perfect for home, business, or back to school. A computer is only as good as its warranty. So how long is its warranty? 1 year? 10 years? Hang on, it's lifetime parts and labor, so everything is covered forever. Viruses, hard drives, RAM, everything. How much does it cost? $799. It's only $799. That's right, $799 for a blazing computer that's warranted forever. You have nothing to lose. Quantities are highly limited, so run into any one of our 8 locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. At PCLaptops.com, we love you.
Carrie, Bill, and Gina on X96 Radio from Hell. Podcast also available on your iPhone and on X96.com.
Come on, it's time to get into the Mystery Mobile and go help Cormac McCarthy write an ending to his book.
I can't go. I have an internet whore coming over tonight.
Oh, you know, the second they see you're a pigeon, they're not going to have sex with you.
Yeah, every once in a while they do.
Get off your ass, pigeon, just like the old song say. Ain't got no time for bird sex, gotta fly. Ain't got no time for bird sex, I wanna fly.
Okay, that can't be a song.
Yeah, that was a song. Ain't got no time for bird sex, man. Yes, don't have no time for bird sex. Just tell me one more time, girl. I'd rather lie or die, girl. No more time for bird sex. Yeah, yeah.
Like Radio from Hell on Facebook. Search Radio from Hell on Facebook and then like it.
Two of my new favorite shows, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, Constantine, but Mike Tyson Mysteries is hilarious.
You're not saying that just because Mike Tyson is here as well, right?
Is Mike Tyson? What's up, guys?
Bill Frost. Bill Frost is here to talk about what's on TV. Charlie Helfert is also here. He's the co-star of the show Constantine. Of course, I will never forget his work as the gas station attendant in The World's Fastest Indian.
Fine work.
that was a good movie.
With Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Anthony Hopkins. The World's Fastest Indian. Great movie. Bill Frost, City Weekly. Here he writes the TV column for City Weekly. He's here to talk about what's on TV this week. What's coming up, Bill?
Tonight you can see the part 2 of the HBO miniseries Olive Kitteridge.
Yeah, I forgot to tape.
Yeah,
last night.
Set your VCR.
Yeah. So you still call it tape it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can still catch the first part.
You can say tape it.
And yeah, okay. Olive Kitteridge.
Olive Kitteridge with Francis McDormand.
But they'll
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Isn't it? Yeah. They'll show it and show it and show it, won't they?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
And coming up tomorrow night, of course, is election night. So
there'll be nothing.
No, there's stuff.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. They're not totally giving up. Season premiere of MasterChef Junior on Fox.
This is off year election, so
no one really cares.
No,
but also the big Marvel special, Marvel 75 years from pulp to pop. Little history lesson for newcomers to Marvel.
You'll get to hear the story of how me, Stan Lee, invented everything.
See, everybody's here in the studio today.
I wanted a hero that was a spider, so I called him Spider-Man.
Yeah. So yeah, if you. It will not have enough Howard the Duck content for me, personally. I think that comic gets short shrift because of that terrible movie. But that's me. I'll never get off that soapbox.
Okay. Nor should you.
No. Coming up on Wednesday, the 48th Annual Country Music Awards.
Ooh.
It's all awful. And it seems like it's hosted by the same people every year and as the same artists every year. So this could very well be a rerun from last year, for all I know.
Okay.
But, also, the premiere of a BBC America miniseries called The Game is set in the 70s. It's all spies, and I've seen a little bit of it. It looks very good, and it's only 6 parts, so it's not a huge commitment.
Anybody we know in it?
Not really, no, but it's created by the guy who created British series Being Human and Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
The latter years, Doctor Who, Toby Whithouse. So that's good right there.
And I liked the Being Human.
It does have Brian Cox from the Bourne Supremacy.
Okay.
You recognize that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He's always a bad guy.
Yeah. And coming up on Wednesday, White Collar is back for its 6th and final season.
Yeah.
That's one of those USA shows that all kind of blend together. It's either lawyers or spies or whatever. This one is lawyers.
Oh, okay.
I think. No, it's spies. I don't remember. It's followed by Covert
Maybe
Affairs,
it's which is spying lawyers.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
Same
it is.
Thing. Yeah.
And of course, you should be watching Newsreaders harder on Thursday nights.
Really?
Yes.
I love Newsreaders.
I forgot the newsroom started, didn't it?
Not quite yet. Not
coming up on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
No, Newsreaders is
a
great.
Funny one.
They've got a new host, but it's still funny.
Yeah, it's the guy from Firefly.
Yeah. Wash.
Coming up on Saturday, the season finale of Doctor Who.
I've got a DVR full of them I need to get to.
They're very good. Wait till you get to the one on the moon.
Oh, there's one on the moon?
I'm a sucker for any sci-fi show set on the moon. That was a good episode for me. And apparently it's Mutant Month on Sci-Fi Channel because we have a movie, Mutant World, starring Tig from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mutant
Got your
World.
Attention there.
Yeah.
What is Mutant World?
Mutant World. See some a group of survivalists emerge from their bunkers 10 years after an apocalyptic meteor strike. You know, it's been 10 years. I think it's good.
Sure.
Let's go. Let's
I
go upstairs.
It's safe.
Yeah, and find out that everybody's been turned into mutants.
What is that actor's name? Kim Coates. Yeah, he'd be a good mutant.
Oh, yeah. He's a mutant hunter, I believe.
Oh, he's one of the humans. Okay,
he could go either way, really.
He could.
Yeah. Also, Ashanti is in this for what? No apparent reason whatsoever.
Because she's Ashanti. All you need to know.
Yeah. And coming up on Sunday, yes, The Newsroom, season 3, third and final season coming.
The ratings for that have been going down, though, haven't they?
They never went up.
Oh. Yeah, they were never
like
high.
Right there in the middle.
It's liberal porn, but it's really well written.
Oh, yeah. It's great to watch.
Yeah.
You just don't, you know, think that this is really how a newsroom works.
Exactly.
At all. Yeah, also followed by the season 2, 9 years after season 1, The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
What this is if you remember the original show from 2005, Lisa Kudrow played an actor from a hit 80s show who has been placed in a new current sitcom, and she's like the older actress, the odd person out, and they were doing a reality show around her so-called comeback, and it all went horribly wrong. Now it's 9 years later, and the guy who created the show, who was a drug addict, alcoholic, who was a complete dick to her the whole time she was on there, has written his post-rehab book, and he's turning it into an HBO series, show, biography show about his life on that sitcom. Lisa Kudrow's character gets wind of that, says, "We can't do this without my consent." And they go, "Yes, we can, and how would you like to read for your part?"
So, play yourself?
Yeah. And this is a source of series for HBO, so it's a show within a show within a show within a show. You probably shouldn't think about it too much.
Does it work?
It's funny.
It is.
It's very funny, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And don't forget Friday, it's Constantine.
Of course, watch Constantine on Friday nights, 9 o'clock, on NBC.
Do we know anybody in that show?
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
Charlie.
Guys.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie Halpern. Who can forget his work as Skunk in the Disney Channel original movie?
Oh, it's a gift that keeps giving.
But here's the thing. So I watched the pilot for Constantine.
Yes.
You get killed.
Yes.
Then I watched the second episode. And they make you stay in the Batcave. I don't understand. I was so upset.
I know. You'll just have to keep watching.
So you're going to be more.
You're busy with those coal mine dragons.
In the show.
No. I take a lot of abuse. I believe last week I died 3 times.
If you get killed, you keep coming back.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that, but it's definitely good.
It's spoilery. So
it's fun. It's fun. It's really really fun. Everybody should watch every Friday night at 9 p.m.
Constantine.
What else are you going to watch at Friday night at 9 o'clock?
Exactly.
Nothing.
No.
Let's see. Oh,
and also the season premiere of Getting On with Alex Borstein on HBO.
Oh, that's...
Set in the extended care old folks
home. That is really good.
You like
Very
that.
Funny, yeah.
Really good. Alex Borstein and...
Laurie Metcalf from Roseanne.
Yeah, and the black woman from...
Niecy Nash from Reno 911.
Niecy Nash from Reno 911.
Yeah, you quite like that show.
Very, very funny and really creepy.
Mm.
It's
funny and creepy,
and it's in an old folks home.
I took your recommendation, Benched.
Yes.
The show on USA.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Like it.
The first episode, impressive.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, funny.
It's on Tuesday nights on USA. Eliza Coop from Happy Endings is the star.
And Ted.
Ted from
Better Off Ted.
Finally got another job.
My wife's like, he looks different. I don't understand. I said, well, he's a beaten down man in this one.
Yeah.
He was sharp guy in the other one.
Yeah.
Beaten down.
Yeah, definitely watch that harder, too.
It's funny. It's actually quite funny. Is that it?
That is that is your week there.
That
yeah.
is all we got.
Hey, Charles, do you working on Constantine? And I don't know if you have had a chance to even think about this because it's you do a lot of work and it's you're busy all the time. But do you have a chance to go out and audition for other stuff if you want to like do movies and things?
Well, yeah, but it is. I mean, I'm very much on Constantine right now. So I do a lot of voiceover auditions because I can kind of do those from home and.
Mm-hmm.
I had a video game lined up. It was all motion capture, but I had to pass on it because I'm bearded for the show.
Ah.
So you want to stay busy. I mean, you always want to be working. But yeah, for right now, I'm just focused on making Constantine as good as possible. Mm-hmm. And
you still have more episodes to do.
Yeah, I go back tomorrow. We start episode, I think we're on episode 12.
Of how many?
Of a 13-episode order, mm-hmm. but that's an initial order. Like they've ordered additional scripts, so if
I was gonna say it debuted well, so yeah. they have faith in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it just gets better and better. I mean, it really does. The cast, we all get on pretty well, but I think we all start gelling better with each other and our characters, and the scripts certainly start finding a clearer structure. It's just when you start a show. You try things out, I think any show takes a couple episodes to really get your footing of the workload,
mm-hmm.
and everybody like playing off each other, and I think it's a really strong first season that
I think
tells a good
it's
story.
Starting out really strong. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously you have an effects budget and some good actors in there, and the writing seems to be spot on. People who care about the content of the characters, and
yeah, and I think it really wins with like the characters.
Yeah,
it's a supernatural show. There's lots of scares. I mean, you've got a lot of the genre things, and I think we're doing those well. But really, it is. I mean, Harold and Angelica and Matt all just have like a really great charisma. I think there's a good chemistry between all of us, mm-hmm. and if we can get And the new characters that they're introducing, like fans of the comic book know Papa Midnight. We're meeting him this Friday night.
He's like the big bad with Hellblazer.
Yeah, he's great. Well, he's like a really reluctant ally and also antagonist to John Constantine. So that dynamic is really interesting. Like mm-hmm. they just as soon kill each other, but at the same time they could use each other, and that provides some interesting content. In a couple episodes, we meet Detective Jim Corrigan, who fans know. Is possessed by the Spectre, like, way later in, in his storyline. I'm not sure.
All I know is that I heard a big squee from every DC fan I've ever heard of when in the first episode we see Dr. Fate's mask on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Fate's another DC character. So that means that there's potential for crossover with some other DC characters.
Yeah, there very much is. I mean, DC has given us a very, very good access to like the occult end of the DC universe. So
oh, good.
So yeah. So that means we're open to bringing in.
Let's bring in Dead Man.
Oh, Superman's not going to show up.
I mean, those are on the.
Let's bring him.
Not Superman though.
I mean, take a lead from the Flash. They're going crazy with their cast of characters.
Well, and Geoff Johns at DC is he's sort of involved in all the shows. He's I think more involved with the Flash, but he and David Goyer are mm-hmm. they talk all the time, and when these shows came about, they've given us really good access. DC has been incredibly supportive in helping us tell the stories. I mean, there's obviously like there's properties in the works that we can't touch on.
Yeah,
but there's a lot out there in that occult universe that could easily live in our Constantine television world.
Dead Man seems like a natural.
I think he'll do well. I think it'll do well. And if there's any trouble, just remind them that you played Rich Paddlefin in Baptist at Our Barbecue. Just remind them. You might want to look at my work
That's
as Rich Paddlefin.
That's right. You dumb water drinkers.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that was my quote from that.
Do you remember that line?
I can't not remember that line.
Dumb water drinkers.
That's what it was.
It haunts me.
You barbecue lover.
See? There you go.
Classics.
You want to do a little news here?
I think we should.
Yeah.
A little bit of news here. Why not? Who's it brought to us by?
When you crave a burrito, you need Freebirds World Burrito. They use antibiotic-free chicken, slow-roasted pork, grass-fed beef, all fresh, all natural, freebirdsutah.com.
There's a huge fire at a business in Clearfield, or there was on Sunday. Officials said the flames as high as 40 feet before they were put out. It was on 300 West and Antelope Drive in Clearfield. Fox 13 News got images of the fire. Heavy smoke and flames could be seen when the flames and smoke were the heaviest. There was some traffic control problems. Cause of the fire unknown. Officials said it did not appear to be suspicious, though. They thought it started in a pile of electronic equipment. And we talked earlier about that kid up in Ogden that was hit while he was skateboarding on 17th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Hit and run.
Twice.
Yeah. Officials said that they're looking for information about a vehicle that left the scene after the initial impact. The kid was riding a skateboard on 17th Street in the road when he was hit by an eastbound vehicle, which fled the scene. Police Lieutenant Kevin Cottrell said the car left the scene, and then he was a short time later hit by another car. The second car that hit him saw an object in the road, swerved to miss it, ended up hitting the kid, stopped and called the police. He was already laying in the road. The victim has been identified as Joe Martinez. His family was too shaken up to speak on camera. This is a Fox 13 story. But his grandmother said they were taking some measure of comfort in the knowledge that Joe had recently received a driver's license and had decided to become an organ donor. Police are working to determine the identity of the driver who allegedly fled the scene. They're looking for the driver. You want to do part two coming up?
We got geek news coming up.
Can I just do two quick sports stories?
We can push geek news back into the 9 o'clock hour.
We have other stuff in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we got too much stuff coming up. All right.
Just quickly.
Sports weather.
Smile Ranch Orthodontics. Don't forget to use your Flex Plans and Medical Savings account at the end of the year. X96 listeners get $500 off their full treatment. Call today, 801-272-9900. Just quickly. Las Vegas strip club owners. And the Las Vegas Police Department have said that Floyd Mayweather is not allowed to come into strip clubs in Vegas anymore.
Banned from all strip clubs.
They've warned strip clubs not to admit him. They've said, if you do, there is likely to be trouble.
Because he's an ass. And he don't you know who I am's his way around. But he also spends money, so.
So he hasn't been banned. They've just said, if you admit him, it's at your own peril.
Don't call us. We would advise you not to do it.
Can you imagine, though, being the door guy telling Mayweather?
You can't come in here.
Listen, Floyd.
And Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is kicking his wife out of first class on their trip because they're going to play in London. Kicking his wife out of first class so Tony Romo can sit there. And my question is, why isn't Tony Romo always in first class? Why does the wife have to give up a seat for him? I don't understand. And let's not talk about the Utes. That's sports. Weather brought to you by...
Let's never talk about the Utes.
No, just this week.
Just this week?
Yeah.
Oh, just this
okay.
week.
Okay. Security Service Federal Credit Union. Financial services, checking, savings, CDs, home loans, investments, and credit cards. Learn more at ssfcu.org. Chilly right now. Won't get much warmer today. Highs around 47.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
X96.
There are 1,000 reasons to donate plasma, and you need just one. Whatever your reason is, whether it's to help your family so that others can live long, healthy lives, or to show your kids it's important to give back. Many people ask, is donating plasma safe? It is. Thousands donate safely every day. They're performed in a controlled clinical environment by a highly skilled staff. Visit PlasmaDonationUtah.com for the location nearest you and see how your blood plasma donation can help your community. You'll get paid and be compensated for your time.
Our new Android and iPhone app lets you listen to us whenever. Details are on X96.com.
Here's an interesting fact. Although many people pronounce it Pulitzer, the correct pronunciation is actually Pulitzer.
You really think that's an interesting fact? Really? Like, you really think that's interesting? Because the fact that you really think that's interesting is the interesting fact.
Follow Carrie, Bill, and Gina on Twitter at Radio From Hell.
All right, it's sponsored, I know.
Well, that's what I was just asking Richie. I don't have cabin fever here, but Lord knows they always sponsor
they always
it.
Do.
I'm guessing they left it off here. So I'm going to go ahead and mention our friends at Cabin Fever in Trolley Square. They've got all your geek merchandise that you need.
And if they're not, you're going to have to go over there and collect from them.
I know.
I'll go. Can I go?
Yeah. I know they are. I know they are because I made a new commercial for the month of November for them for Geek Show. So I know they are.
Cabin Fever over in Trolley Square.
Yes. Well, this is the big news. This is the one that lit up the internet. Boy, I'll tell you.
What?
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 Star Trek's Uhura stopped at LAX after companion found with meth.
Oh, I saw this.
Companion? What is a companion?
The actress whom Trekkies, please.
Trekkers.
Who's the person she was traveling with?
Known as Lieutenant Uhura from the 1960s TV series, Nichelle Nichols.
Who I'm not familiar with.
Yes.
That.
Reportedly at the American Airlines terminal with a male companion in his 20s.
Okay, that's what I'm... Mm-hmm. Her mule is what I'm getting at.
You mean like an actual donkey?
Yeah. Well, when his suitcase fell, opened, and a bag of drugs popped out. The suitcase in question reportedly had Nichols' name tags on it.
Uh-oh.
See?
But law enforcement determined that she was... unaware the meth was there after she told them a wonderful story about how Martin Luther King talked her back into being on Star Trek and not leaving.
Dr. King.
Surely this woman could not have that.
No.
It was the first interracial kiss.
Her companion was arrested for drug possession and Nichols was allowed to continue on to her flight to go sign autographs somewhere. All right. This is kind of a slip. It happens with these actors when they're being interviewed and we like it when it happens because we learn things. We weren't supposed to know that Tom Hiddleston and Idris Elba will be in Avengers 2. We weren't supposed to know that. You like Idris Elba. You know he's also a DJ?
Is he really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Idris Elba plays Heimdall in the Thor films, was being interviewed by the London Telegraph, and he let slip that he and Loki, Tom Hiddleston, will be in Avengers 2. They had to hurry and shoot a scene for the movie. So... slightly spoilery, but not because you don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Just know that The Avengers is a big movie with a lot of people.
Elba in the morning.
Not that kind of
not that
DJ.
Kind of DJ.
He's like in a club.
Idris in the evening.
Like a real DJ. Not like we DJ.
Idris. There you go. That's the one. That's where he let slip. He also let slip that he was not too crazy about being in superhero movies.
Idris Elba?
Yeah. He told the story about how, you know, one minute he's in these serious films shooting, you know, being Mandela
right.
in South Africa and really getting into the experience. And then the very next day, he's got fake hair on, strapped up in wires in front of a green screen.
That's fun.
He felt
right, Charlie.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, he was kind of bitching about it.
Did you play Mandela?
I would play Mandela.
Would you?
Okay. He would play the hell out of
him. I would play the hell out of
him. You would. Let's see. So you're getting more superheroes on TV. Of course, we saw the movie lineup last week with that whole Marvel announcement.
Mm-hmm.
We've got superheroes for you, folks. More and more on the way. CBS is developing the Supergirl TV series. And they sent out a show casting description. This is what they send to actors to give you an idea of the characters. Now, there's a slight change in the Supergirl approach.
She's supposed to be Superman's cousin or something?
Yes.
Okay.
The character is...
First cousin?
Kara Zor-El.
Stop!
Second cousin.
They are eyeing it doesn't say. Caucasian. I think it's important for the actress to know that.
Who said it? What, cousin on his mother's side or his father's side?
Does that matter?
I want to know. These things. Come on, Gene. Okay. This is important as Charles or Charlie.
Well, let me read it. Maybe we can extrapolate. Okay. Maybe we can CSI this thing here. Eyeing Caucasian females, ages 22 to 26, to play 24.
Mm-hmm.
As the series mythology goes, Kara, at age 12, was sent from her dying home planet of Krypton to Earth, where she was taken in by the Danvers foster family, who taught her to be careful with her extraordinary powers. After repressing said skills for more than a decade, Kara is forced to bust out her super moves in public during an unexpected disaster.
Mm.
Energized by her heroism for the first time, she begins embracing her abilities. Basically, the character that we know. The other lead character being cast is a major departure from the comic book. That is the role of Kara's sister. Now, I don't think she had one in the comic book.
Mm.
foster sister. Not sister.
Not a super sister.
Yeah. The other lead role currently being cast is 26-year-old Alexandra Danvers, Kara's gorgeous, brilliant, science-minded foster sister. Growing up, Alex was partly jealous of her sibling.
That means she's going to turn evil at some point.
Well, I'll make the point here in a second. Fascinated by her abilities, prompting her to learn as much as she could about alien anthropology, sociology, and culture. Today, she works for a secret government organization alongside her heroic sis, will face many challenges, both mundane and super, but if you'll notice, her name is Alexandra, is referred to as Alex quite often. Lex.
Really?
That's just me.
You're reading way too much.
I'm just extrapolating that. Lex is her name. So every super person needs
Alex.
Alex.
You'll know she's a scientist because she'll be wearing glasses.
Yes. That's how you'll know.
And it sounds to me like it's a second cousin on mother's side.
That's what we figured out.
Yeah, that's what I figured out.
From all of that. Works for me.
Yeah.
Are we going to Addis Ababa, Mrs. Luthor?
I bet you that's what'll happen. I hope she goes bald, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is a rumor right now, but it's from a reasonable source that I kind of trust, so I'll bring it to you. It's reported that Jesse Eisenberg, speaking of Lex Luthor, is playing Lex Luthor in the Batman v Superman movie. They're talking to him about being in the Suicide Squad movie, which is a DC property. It's villains. It's a team of supervillains that are told by the government, we'll go easy on your sentences if you do this for us. The jobs that nobody wants.
Oh, so it's not a squad of people who go around killing themselves.
Well, that wouldn't last for
long. No, very short film.
We've got one great caper.
Oh, I can't wait for my one scene. Yes. But now that would be cool if Lex Luthor was in on the Suicide Squad. That would be cool. I don't think it's going to happen because Jesse Eisenberg, I don't think he wants to do as many as these as people, as the company wants.
He wants to hang out with Idris Elba.
He wants to hang out with Idris Elba.
Talk serious.
Doing real films.
He wants to play Mandela's sidekick.
Exactly. That's plenty. Plenty of geek news on the radio for you. Some of these stories are posted on x96.com. Go look for that.
You could blog them later.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of geek news because one of the stars of Constantine is here today.
Yes.
Charles Halford.
That's my kind of news.
That's your news. Oh. And watch Constantine on Friday nights. Let's see, boner recap.
It's a chance for you to get a $100 gift certificate to Park City Ski Swap. It's going on November 7th through the 9th. It's bigger than ever with deals on boots, bindings, boards, skis, poles, and everything else you need at rock bottom prices. Visit ParkCitySkiSwap.com.
$100 to spend up there on gear, and Charles has to go, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it looks like. Sure. Yeah, I can tell because
there's movement.
His handler's getting up and getting ready. that means she's going to usher Charlie out of the room. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Great having you.
Love
here.
The show.
Yeah, and watch Constantine. Watch it really hard.
Watch it harder. Tell your friends.
That's right.
Feel free to stop by whenever you're in town.
Yeah. I would love to. Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Yep. See ya.
Thank you.
Yeah, call us at 801-359-9696 or 877-602-9696. And tell us who the boner candidates were in order and who won, and you'll get that $100 gift certificate to the Park City Ski Swap and Sale.
All right, when you call in, listen to your telephone, not your radio, because of the delay. If you hear my voice in your ear on your phone, turn off your radio, because we're about to play the game. Hi, who is this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, start with number one, please.
Okay, maybe someone else can put these guns to good use.
Yeah, that's the Pennsylvania coroner who is auctioning off guns that have been used in suicides and accidental shooting deaths. So rather than just disposing of them, they're going to auction them off to people who could maybe use them, and they'll end up back in the coroner's office. That'll be great. It's just kind of a never-ending circle of revenue, perhaps. Who is number two?
Bitch was on the wrong side of the bed.
Everybody gets that. It's a man pull a gun during a bedroom brawl. He pulled a gun on his girlfriend because she was sleeping on his side of the bed. Okay? Everybody gets that.
Yeah.
And boner candidate number three. Well, that's why it didn't win. Everybody gets that. Yeah. And boner candidate number three?
Cops can't unrape you.
Austin police investigating after cops recorded joking about rape, blowing a rape whistle at a girl on the side of the road and yelling, "Go ahead, call the cops. They can't unrape you." Who was the winner?
Number three.
Of course. Yes, of course it was. You get the $100 gift certificate to the ski swap and sale up at Park City. And if you have a workers' union card, we'll give you yet another prize.
Say yes.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Jamie.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You got a $20 gift certificate to Pizza Studio. They just opened two locations in Cottonwood Heights and Foothill Village. Create your masterpiece by choosing from a selection of dough, sauce, cheese, and fresh toppings. 11-inch pizzas cook in just over 2 minutes and are only $7.99. See how fast and delicious a Pizza Studio pizza can be.
Sounds good, huh?
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, Jamie, just do one other thing for us, if you would, please. Tell us your favorite radio program and your favorite radio station.
X96. You guys.
Okay. All right. Put you on hold. We'll get your information, and we'll be back. Stand by.
The views expressed on X96's Radio from Hell show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Broadway Media, its management, owners, or advertisers.
This program is intended for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
KXRK, Provo, Ogden, Salt Lake City. Radio from Hell with Carrie, Bill, and Gina on X96.
Well, that Boston Marathon was scary, man. That was scary, man. Because I love Boston. I love the people there. But that was probably the most frightening, sadistic terrorist attack ever. Just think about it. 26 miles. 26 miles. 26 miles is a long drive. If you call up one of your friends, "Hey, man, I need you to pick me up. Where you at?" "About 26 miles away." "But you better get Uber." 26 miles. People jogging for 26 miles, man. 26. Their knees are hurting. Their feet are killing them. If you're a woman, there's blood coming out your titty. 26 miles. You've been training for a year. You finally get to the finish line and somebody screams, "Run!" Woo! That is horrible, man.
Radio from Hell on X96.
Well, you'll have to excuse me because I have to use the bathroom.
Show's going great.
Is it? Is?
I don't know. Seems like it is. What? Wait a minute.
What?
What's going on here?
You know what's going on here.
It's Real Monarchs.
Huh?
Yeah, there's an announcement.
I've never heard of that.
Well,
yeah.
That you're going to know what it is.
What is the Real? I've heard of Real Salt Lake. What is the Real Monarch?
You have a sheet right here.
Then why don't we just read the sheet? And then there are people here to talk about it, Gina. Don't tell me. Yes, I know what it is.
Please,
and I have a sheet right here.
We've talked about fighting in front of guests. Right?
I can't help it.
All right.
Stand really close to the microphone, gentlemen, if you would. Please introduce yourselves, if you would. You are?
Justin Glad.
And you are?
I'm Rob Zarkos.
Rob Zarkos, which, you know, that's a great name. It makes you, you know, it makes you sound like, it makes you sound kind of like a villain of an old science fiction movie. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that
Rob
before.
Not Rob Zarkos.
You've heard that. It's Rob Zarkos. Commander Zarkos. Rob, you are the president, is that right?
Yeah, the Real Monarchs organization, yes.
And what? Who are you with the Monarchs?
I am a Real Salt Lake player who will be playing games with the Real Monarchs.
And so explain, Mr. Yep. Zarkos, who are the Monarchs?
Yeah, what are the Monarchs?
So, yeah, today's our launch. We're a minor league team affiliated with Real Salt Lake. Obviously, we'll be a development team for the first team. Players like Justin, who we signed earlier this year, he's a first-year player, and he'll come down for games, mm-hmm. get development. We've signed a couple other younger players, two out of our academy, and that's really the goal, to bridge the academy to the first team.
So, Justin, have you been practicing and kind of, have you been playing at all with Real?
I've played in a few reserve games. Played a game against Sacramento, played a game against Tijuana, but
so you've gotten put in some games.
Correct, yeah. But the Monarchs are going to supply more games, so more minutes, more development. So
What is it now? Do all the teams in Major League Soccer have this, or is this kind of groundbreaking kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, L.A. was the first team to do it. Coming in with us this season will be Seattle and Portland. Vancouver will come in next year. Every team has to either affiliate with a USL team or do a standalone because the MLS Reserve League is going away this year. So, you know, the West is going to be strong this year. There'll be 25 teams total in the USL Pro, and we'll start play around March 15th.
And season tickets are going on sale?
They are. You can go to realmonarchs.com, or if you're used to going to Real Salt Lake, you can go through their website and link through to the tickets.
You know, if you have a big family, if you have a lot of kids that love soccer, and maybe you can't afford to take them all to the Real games every time, this is a more affordable soccer experience for you and your family.
Absolutely, Gina. That's the model. You know, our average ticket price is going to be between $10 and $11. If you're an existing season ticket holder, there's even a steeper discount. I mean, that's the model. The groups, the soccer clubs, and the families coming on out.
Now, when it's a 14-game season, is that right?
That's right.
14-game package, it says, and you can get it for as little as $8 a game. When are you going to play?
Yeah, when's the season?
So the season's March through October. This next year we'll be playing at Rio Tinto. So scheduling's been a little interesting. The league's working with us on that. We're going to try to play on the weeks that Real's out on the road, and or we'll play some Wednesday games. So it's a March through October season. It's going to mirror the MLS season pretty
closely.
And
it's really fun to see people like Justin. This has happened, I think, with the Salt Lake Bees before. You've seen players there that you love that go on and say, oh, I used to see them when they were here, when they first were starting. It'll be fun to see these young players as they grow and go on to bigger teams and see them. You can say, I knew them when.
Right, and if you go to a USL game, I've been to a couple. I've been to Sacramento, I've been to Arizona, and it's neat after the games. The kids stand on the railings, the players all come by, they sign, they do autograph rows. We're planning on mirroring all that stuff and really bringing that fan experience.
Do we know what the future is of the – I know Delroy Hansen, the owner, has been in talks with the Fair Park and to get a stadium built there. What do we know what the status of that is?
Yeah, so I've been directly involved with that. I've been meeting with the state on a weekly basis. We're hammering out a lease there. The lease will go before the legislature in February or March for approval. You know, it's looking great now. You know, the population's been behind it. The agency's been behind it. We've had great conversations with
them. Sure, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. We're looking at 8,000 seat stadium out there.
And it'll help revitalize the fairgrounds, which I know a lot of people would like to see happen. And it'd be a nice little venue, not only for soccer, but then for other stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the idea. We're looking at bringing a professional women's team in a couple years and likely rugby or lacrosse to...
Ooh, rugby, that'd be fun.
I think so. I think for the market, it'd be really a good idea.
Yeah. So the Monarchs, and you'll start playing this coming March?
2015.
All right. So tickets, look into it. Go to realmonarchs.com. And you can get season tickets, and it's just as little as $8 per game. Should be some exciting games, rough and tumble kind of stuff, Justin.
Yes, sir.
You can count on it.
Count on it.
Elbows.
A few elbows.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
Bill likes elbows.
I like elbows. I like a little shoving.
We'll try and get some rugby in there for you.
Okay, I like it. I like it a little rough. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to soccer, that's all I'm talking
guests,
about here is
Bill.
Soccer.
Guests.
Soccer. I'm talking about soccer. I just want no misunderstandings here.
Football.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Hashtag embrace the future. When you go check all this stuff out and start talking about it in Twitter and all of that. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For having
Thanks,
us.
Guys.
I really appreciate
nice to meet you.
It.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with some celebutard news or even that additional news that you didn't get to if you'd like.
Yeah, there's a couple other things we could talk
that
about.
Stuff coming up. Stand by for that.
Hi, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City. A lot of people ask me if a gaming console or a gaming PC is better. Gaming consoles do one thing. They play games and usually come with a one-year warranty. A desktop or laptop computer from PC Laptops plays games and allows you to learn real career skills like Photoshop, video production, and business skills so you can make a living with technology. Technology that makes you money. Amazing. PC laptops, desktop computers start from only $799, hand-built right here in Utah, with a lifetime parts and labor warranty. You simply can't find anything like this, backed by an amazing lifetime warranty anywhere. It's downright impossible. Please visit any one of our locations right now, or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Desktop computers covered forever, with a lifetime warranty starting at $799. Because at PC Laptops, we love you.
We're in your pocket at all times with our new iPhone and Android app. Available now at x96.com.
Can we please look at these?
Is that the book we're supposed to be putting an ending on?
No, they're college catalogs. You said you'd look at them with me.
Not now. We're in the middle of a damn mystery. And I don't know how I feel about you going away to college.
Well, we have to talk about it at some point. I'm 18.
18? Where did the time go? I remember it like it was yesterday. You were just a little baby, but you told me, stop living for yourself.
Okay, I hate to be a bitch, but babies can't talk. We know that, right? So, just so we're clear, I was the one who told you to stop living for yourself. That's all.
Oh. Well, that's gross that you felt you had to say that.
This is Radio from Hell with Carrie Jackson, Bill Allred, and Gina Barberi. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on X96.
All right, it's 9:20. Time now for some news and celebutard news.
It's been a full morning,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Whatever we get to here brought to you by The Vapor Door. It's the only place to create your own customized e-juice flavor. The Vapor Door next to Master Muffler on 7800 South, just east of Redwood Road.
Well, I did want to mention the Corpse Bride.
A movie?
It sounds like a Tim Burton film.
Yeah, it is a Tim Burton film.
But the reality is much creepier. Chinese police have arrested 11 people in the country's east who are accused of playing a role in a ghost marriage.
Ghost marriage?
It's in the ancient custom, a man who dies single is laid to rest with a dead spouse to ensure that he isn't a bachelor in the afterlife.
Oh.
The South China Morning Post reports. The Guardian last year also ran down the story, the history of the ritual, which dates to the 17th century B.C. and was largely stamped out under Mao in 1949. Though stealing corpses is now a criminal offense punishable by up to 3 years in prison, the tradition persists in rural areas, with families even turning to matchmakers to find the right deceased mate.
Corpse.
In the largest, or the latest rather, alleged instance... Shanghailist reports that the accused are said to have retrieved a woman's body from a grave in Shandong province 3 months after her death and sold it to a middleman for about $3,000. The middleman kept the body in a hospital's mortuary before selling it to a family in the city of Wuhan for roughly $6,200. Years-old carcasses are not worth a damn.
Yeah, she was fresh. She was only a couple months.
Well, the ones that have just died, like this one, are valuable, said the group's supposed ringleader, identified only by the surname Wang. Mr. Wang reportedly confessed to the crime during the interrogation after police caught him stealing motorcycles. In 2007, news reported on a man who killed six women to serve as corpse brides, saying it was easier than stealing bodies from graves. And I don't know if I told you last week, and I'll try and post a picture of this. This guy who discovered a spider, kind of a spider in it's the size of a puppy. I think I did.
Yeah,
talk
you did
about
do
it.
The puppy spider story.
He's been there's a great picture of it here. Harvard entomologist Piotr Naskareki. He wrote a blog post about finding a puppy-sized spider in South America. The post went viral. A few days later, Naskareki was receiving death threats. Why?
Why?
For collecting one of the specimens.
Oh.
And putting it in a museum.
Protected species?
Well, Naskareki appeared on NPR to talk about the flood of hate mail he received in the wake of his blog post and to explain... politely, that yes, the occasional killing of animals is a necessary part of the research process. So he obtained the specimen, he killed it and preserved it.
Oh.
To study it, though, right?
Well, he put it in a museum. I've received quite a bit of negative reaction to the fact that we scientists have to collect specimens occasionally. I would like to emphasize we never do it lightly, and this is probably the most unpleasant part of our job. But unfortunately, there is really no other way to look inside of an orgasm. Organism. I just see ORG, and I immediately think orgasm. We need to dissect things to see how their internal organs work. The easiest way to get DNA is to grind the muscle of an organism. But in addition to that, we collect specimens not knowing what they will be used for. The Smithsonian, where I work, has 21 million specimens collected over the last 200 or 300 years, and they're still being studied, and we are still answering questions that would be inconceivable when the specimens were first collected.
I think unless they're endangered, this is just part of... Get over it, you know?
Yeah, so...
Spider!
Get rid of
Spider!
Step on Spider!
Spider!
We love you, Spider!
I'll see if I can't post a picture of the spider on my Twitter feed in a while. It's huge.
It's big. and it's like furry.
Yeah, it looks basically like a tarantula, but it is the size of a puppy.
It looked like a prop.
Yeah.
From a movie.
Oh wait, I can post it right.
It looked like something that was made for a movie about giant spiders.
Yeah,
you know?
I've had nightmares about spiders.
But then you find out it's a real one. It's not an animatronic or a puppet or something. Yeah.
See, I'm not quite sure this will work correctly, so I'm just going to tweet it now and then check and see if it works, will you, Gina, while I go along with
you?
At RFH Bill. See if that's right. It's either that or it's a picture of Floyd Mayweather. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I just tweeted.
No, you did.
Okay, it's the spider?
Well, let me see. Yes, it
okay,
is.
Good. Okay. Whew. I wasn't sure. All right. So you can go see it at RFH Bill.
Yes.
Is right.
It's not to kill you.
And then one other little story, and then I'll get into celebutard stuff. Climate change is happening. It's almost entirely mankind's fault, and limiting its impacts may require reducing greenhouse gas emissions to zero in this century, the UN's Panel on Climate Science said Sunday. The fourth and final volume of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Climate Assessment offered no surprises, nor was it expected to, since it combined the findings of three reports released in the past 13 months. But it underlined the scope of the climate challenge in stark terms. Emissions mainly from the burning of fossil fuels. Got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May need to drop to zero by the end of the century for the world to have a decent chance of keeping the temperature rise below a level that many consider dangerous. The committee did not say exactly what such a world would look like if this didn't happen. But it would likely require a massive shift to renewable sources to power homes, vehicles, industries, combined with new technologies to suck greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. Oh, that's what we would have to do.
Yes.
The report warned that failure to reduce emissions would lock the world on a trajectory with irreversible impacts on people and the environment. Some impacts already being observed include rising sea levels, a warmer and more acidic ocean, melting glaciers, and Arctic sea ice, and more frequent intense heat waves. Science has spoken. There's no ambiguity in their message. Leaders must act. Time is not on our side, said UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Amid its grim projections, the report said the tools are there to set the world on a low emissions path and break the addiction to burning oil, coal, and gas, which pollute the atmosphere with heat-trapping CO2, the chief greenhouse gas. All we need is the will to change, which we trust will be motivated by knowledge and an understanding of the science of climate change, said IPCC Chairman Rajendra Pachauri.
All these scientists and politicians just want to get their name in the National Geographic.
That's all it is?
That's all it is.
Let me read that statement one more time, and then you'll see what pie in the sky that is. All we need is the will to change, which we trust will be motivated by knowledge and an understanding of the science of climate change. Nope, not going to happen.
Neither one of those.
Hey, Bill, is your next story really good?
I'll make it really good.
Because I have a sponsor for it.
Okay.
Well, it's time to transition into Celebutard News now, so.
But I have a sponsor for that, too, so. You have one more really good news story?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Well, this first portion of the Celebutard News is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare, providing Utah quality care at an affordable cost. Intermountainhealthcare.org.
Stevie Wonder, 64 years old, and he's just fathered triplets.
What?
With his girlfriend.
They're not even married?
That brings to 11 the number of little Stevie Wonders wandering around
the
world.
Wow, really?
How many?
11.
Wow.
The New York Post says that while Wonder has previously acknowledged that he hasn't always been available to his children, he now goes out of his way to make time for each one of them. He says, I try to see them all. I want to see every one of my children. I like to, they come over and say, Dad, I want to see you. And I say, I want to see you too.
But I can't.
Because I'm blind.
Were they born blind?
You
know someone out there is asking. You know someone.
His children. He has 8 children that range in age from 1 to 39.
Wow.
Jeez.
Aisha, his oldest, enjoys her dad quite a bit. They get on together and eat. They get together and eat and joke.
We eat and joke.
He also has been helping his son Mumtaz with some of Mumtaz's music. And he always talks about how talented his son is. And he says, all of my children are beautiful. They all look beautiful to me.
He doesn't know.
Now, earlier this year, Wonder attended 26-year-old son Kwame Morris's graduation from Morehouse College. And he's also recently been filmed goofing around with his young son Kylan and his daughter Mandla. So.
It's funny. I don't know why I just thought of this. I got a friend of mine who, she said, I just don't get Stevie Wonder.
How do you not get Stevie Wonder?
She says, I get it, but I'm just not a fan. I just don't get it. You know?
Listen to that.
Oh, Stevie.
I'm like, how is that possible?
That. Okay, very superstitious. We got that.
No, this is, oh yeah.
Why have that?
No, I mean.
Yeah.
You have to do the Stevie Wonder head.
There it is. Very superstitious.
Writing on the wall. And that's what I was doing. I was like, what do you mean? This song. She goes, yeah, I just don't get it.
Yep.
Well, unfriend her.
I will.
Bob Hope was apparently a sex machine.
Oh, wait, that deserves a sponsor. Brought to you by Bad Apple.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled.
They'll repair any smartphone or tablet. They also buy and sell used gadgets. Bad Apple. To find in one of their 3 locations, go to badappleusa.com.
I'm willing to bet Bob Hope never had a smartphone.
I bet you.
I'm betting.
He was wed to Dolores Hope for 69 years. But in a new biography by Richard Zoglin out November 4th, not only cast doubt on whether Hope was ever legally married to Dolores,
really?
Who died in 2011. It chronicles a long list of his rumored sexual dalliances, some of which went on for years. No marriage license for Bob and Dolores Hope has ever turned up, Zoglin writes. The lack of any record of Hope's marriage, not even a wedding photo, has led some Hope family members to speculate over the years that a wedding may never have taken place.
Yeah.
The author was able to find a divorce decree documenting Hope's 1933-34 marriage to former vaudeville partner Grace Troxell, which Hope's publicist denied ever took place when it was revealed in a 1993 biography. Zoglin's book reveals Hope quietly sent her money in the years before her death in 1976 at the age of 65. Hope had romantic flings with Doris Day, Marilyn Maxwell, and other names that you would not recognize.
Yeah, he got around, yeah.
That's right. He was quite a golfer, too. Zac Efron and his ex Michelle Rodriguez went to the same Halloween party. Well, isn't that?
How was that?
Katherine Heigl has responded to rumors that she's very rude.
what do you say to being rude?
Well, she said, I guess maybe I have been kind of rude over the years, and I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry. I don't think I am, but maybe I am, and I won't do it anymore. That's true. Ben Affleck was my first big heartbreak, said Zac Efron. No. Jennifer Lopez.
There you go. Jennifer Lopez.
She was heartbroken when her relationship... She was heartbroken...
Oh, my Ben.
...when her relationship with Ben Affleck ended in 2004.
Oh, my Ben.
In an interview with Maria Shriver airing Monday and Tuesday on Today, Lopez opened up about her relationship with Affleck and with Mark Anthony. Right away, when you broke up with Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony was there like 2 days later, and you were in, recalled Shriver.
What's up with that?
Referring to Lopez's ending her relationship with Ben Affleck. Well, right, you're absolutely right, said the American Idol judge. It was probably my first big heartbreak, and to have one of my best friends who I'd known for years, who I actually love and did have chemistry with, come into my life and say, I'm here. What you need to know is nobody can save you or heal you. Only you can do that for you. Oh, she makes me sick. Scotty McIntyre, who is an American Idol, says, I need a new kidney or else.
Or else?
I'm dead.
Oh.
He was a season 8 finalist on American Idol.
Well, you should give him one.
I need a new kidney or I'm dead.
Good luck with that.
Chelsea Handler is worried about her nudes being taken offline.
Offline?
She's the opposite of every other celebrity.
She posted a picture of herself riding a horse, topless, next to Vladimir Putin, that famous picture of him riding a horse, topless.
Now, is it really her, or is it a photoshop?
No, it's her.
It looks like her.
It's her. And it's pretty funny, and she's pretty perky. You know, she's in good shape. And it's funny, and Instagram pulled it down. They'll let Putin stay up there.
Well, he's a boy.
But Instagram pulled her picture down.
Shirtless
and she's,
boys are fine.
She's furious. She's on Thursday evening, the Uganda Be Kidding Me comedian. That's her. That's the name of her. It's the name of her special on Netflix. She posted a topless photo of herself on Instagram riding a horse next to Putin with the caption, anything a man can do, a woman has the right to do better. Hashtag Kremlin. Soon after her post went up, Instagram removed the image for violating their community guidelines. Handler took a screenshot of the notice, which read, we removed your post because it doesn't follow our community guidelines. Please read community guidelines to learn what kind of posts are allowed and how you can keep Instagram safe. If a man posts a photo of his nipples, it's okay, but not a woman? Are we in 1825? She then took her Insta attack to Twitter. She posted the topless photo again with the caption, taking this down is sexist. I have every right to show I have a better body than Putin. After attempting to repost the topless picture to Instagram again, she gave up and declared she was leaving Instagram. You can now find my dogs and my breasts on Twitter, only where my followers have the right to choose what they say. Bye-bye, Instablock, she wrote. So, there you go.
Well, good for her.
I haven't watched it, but I understand her her stand-up special on Netflix is very funny. The guy who prosecuted Michael Jackson for child molestation has died at the age of 73. He was never completely successful. His name is Tom Snedden. He had 9 kids. He fiercely believed Michael Jackson was a child molester.
Michael Jackson sexually molested me.
Well, there you go.
He tried twice to nail Michael Jackson on child molestation charges. He was the DA of Santa Barbara County for 25 years.
No, that's wrong.
He went after Jackson twice. He lost the case once, went after him again. Jackson made the boy's civil case the second time go away at a cost of $20 million, and the boy and his family refused to cooperate with Snedden, so the case went away.
Because $20 million? I can forget what happened.
For Jackson's part, in one of his tracks on one of his albums, you can hear him say, Tom Snedden is a cold man.
They enjoy it in a pure, loving, fun way.
Taylor Swift celebrates. Oh, my God, Jennifer Lawrence went over to Chris Martin's house.
What?
And Ariana Grande says, stop sending me gifts or else.
Okay.
Uncle Poodle says he'll fight June for boo-boo custody. And Suge Knight is, I think, going to go to jail.
Probably.
Looks nice.
It's a long time coming.
In this, he threatened a female photographer and stole her camera, apparently, and it looks like there's video of it.
Yeah.
And she's going to press charges, and I think they'll put him in jail. All right. That's it.
All right.
Weather?
Trust your vehicle with Utah Imports. They offer expert automotive repair and service for BMW, Volvo, Audi, and Volkswagen, located in downtown Salt Lake, or utahimports.com. Not terribly warm today, 47 for a high.
All right, be right back. Hang on.
X96.
Hi, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City, where all of our computers have been hand-built in Utah for over 21 years. I've got the most amazing deal on the planet for you. The PC Laptops S1 desktop computer. It's a PC Laptops desktop computer covered forever for $799. It has a blazing fast processor, so it's perfect for home, business, or back to school. A computer is only as good as its warranty. So how long is its warranty? 1 year? 10 years? Hang on. It's lifetime parts and labor, so everything is covered forever. Viruses, hard drives, RAM, everything. How much does it cost? $799. It's only $799. That's right. $799 for a blazing computer that's warranted forever. You have nothing to lose. Quantities are highly limited, so run into any one of our 8 locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. At PCLaptops.com, we love you.
Get the Radio From Hell podcast on X96.com.
You know, it's been said a dream is a powerful thing. So, when did you give up on your dream? At what point did you start saying, oh, it's just a dream, it'll never happen? No. This is America, okay? So if you dreamed of being an Olympic gold medalist, why are you working at a fast food joint? Just quit. Lobby the Olympic Committee to make something you're the best at a sport, or just reach peak athleticism in an Olympic year and win that gold medal. Now, maybe that's not your dream. Maybe your dream is to become the greatest hero in all history.
Oh, gee, I don't know, Dave. That's pretty hard.
Stop it! Okay, I've heard enough. Just put down that soda, invent a time machine, go back in time, and kill Adolf Hitler. But please, do it today!
Now me, what's my dream?
Well, I had one of those weird dreams where I show up to my third grade class naked, so that's what I'm gonna do.
Facebook, Twitter, and 96.3 FM, X96.
We have a giveaway.
Oh?
A giveaway. We have a pair of tickets for tonight's performance of One Man, Two Governors at Pioneer Theater. If you'd like to purchase tickets, you can do that at pioneertheater.org. But if you're looking for something to do tonight, we've got some free tickets for you. Just call right now, 801-359-9696 or 877-602-9696.
All right. So, One Man, Two Governors.
Oh, yeah. It's this is...
what is it?
It's based on... It's a comedy, and it's supposed to be just absolutely brilliant. And it was directed by David Ivers, who is an incredibly talented director and actor from the Utah Shakespeare Festival. Mm. As a matter of fact, I really want to see this.
Well, it's tonight. Call now. Gina's giving away tickets.
801-359-9696 or 877-602-9696.
Richie will take those calls in the next room.
As a matter of fact, I think I will go see it.
This is the first chance that we've had with nothing scheduled all morning long.
Yeah.
That's been a busy day.
Busy show this morning.
We should probably mention that the university tour continues this week. We will be at the University of Utah.
Do we know, let's see, do we know where? I have an
student
email.
Student union is what I was told.
Somewhere in the student union. University of Utah.
Wednesday?
Mm-hmm, Wednesday. So come by and see us. And I don't see that it says exactly where in the student union we'll be, but
we'll let you know. Next week, we have two live shows next week. I mean, they're all live. Two on-location shows next week.
We'll be in the basement, first floor by the cafeteria at the student union.
Okay.
Then next week, we will be at, it's not College of Eastern Utah anymore.
It's Utah State University
East.
East. and Price.
We will be there on Wednesday, and then on Thursday we will be at the Broadway Theater for Salt Lake Film Society.
Okay.
And then we're going somewhere the week after that that we need to talk about.
Says who?
Well, we are.
We have tickets.
We're going
to. So it is happening?
Yes.
We are going to New York.
I'll believe it when I'm standing there saying, hey, the city smells like pee.
Or vomit.
Yeah.
We'll be going to New York City. We're going to go to The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And on Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Thursday, the 20th of November. And then doing a live show from New York City. From New York City.
New York City.
On Friday.
On Friday the 21st.
And we're going to go out and have adventures and tape.
Record a bunch of stuff.
The morning of the 20th of November will be all new material. It will be recorded previously, but it will be all new on the 20th.
Because we're traveling right then.
We can be able to tease that. Also, if you or your business would like to sponsor the Radio from Hell visiting New York, you can email me, richie@x96.com, and whatever it could be.
The New York thing is happening.
No, but whatever kind of business. Yeah. It doesn't have to pertain to New York. Oh, I'm not a New York-based themed company. Could be car dealership.
Yep.
Could be luggage. Any of the fine businesses here on Broadway could do it.
Absolutely.
So email me, richie@x96.
So are we going to meet Taylor Swift?
Well, she should be meeting us at the airport. She is the ambassador.
What, with Lay's?
Yeah, exactly.
What do they put around your neck when you get to New York?
They put a string of hot dogs, Coney Island hot dogs,
yeah,
around your neck. She's the new ambassador.
I was looking for her song. But
for New York.
Surely the mix must be playing at somebody, but no.
That's what they. I don't know who made her the new ambassador for New York because she's moved. I thought she was a country artist.
Yeah,
but she's now moved to New York and she doesn't really do country music.
She did a song. That's the song called New York.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and I'm looking for it and I can't find it.
She really doesn't do country music anymore, does she?
No, she's a pop star.
All right,
and she's just so cute and perky, and just so. She's just so Taylor.
That is so Taylor.
Yeah.
But I guess everyone's Halloweens were okay.
Yeah.
I did not have many trick-or-treaters.
You went and got all those comic books? And
I went and got a bunch of girl comics because I mostly have girls trick-or-treating at my place. And it was interesting because my wife was laughing at this. One girl who came up, trick-or-treat, says, yeah, I got some candy and some comic books for you. And she goes, I told you this was the house.
Oh.
So I guess word's getting out that I give away comic books.
One guy came to my house. Now, we'd been off trick-or-treating at Uncle Todd's.
Mm-hmm.
And eating Uncle Todd's ham and lentil soup.
That's tradition.
Yeah. And then we went back home. And I think it was 10:30.
No, too late for trick or treat.
And somebody knocked on the door.
No.
Yep.
And it was like a 25-year-old guy standing there, maybe 20.
Wow.
Standing there wearing makeup, and I opened the door. You know, which I thought.
Why are you
afterwards? I thought afterwards I should have just yelled through the door, "Go away!"
It's too late.
But I opened the door, you know, and it could have been a robber. And I opened the door and I said, it's 10:20. Really? 10:20. And he said, I'm trick-or-treating for my little brother, man.
What?
And, you know, he had like this attitude.
Yeah.
I'm trick-or-treating for my little brother.
Okay, well, before 10 o'clock.
Whatever. And I threw a handful. It was the only trick-or-treater I think we had.
Really?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Because because my next-door neighbor, Jackie, who was home all night,
yeah.
My kids went over to her house at 10 o'clock when we got home. And she said my kids were the only people who trick-or-treated.
Now, your kid's 15.
Yeah.
Is this his last trick-or-treating
year? I doubt it.
No?
I doubt it.
And I called my dad, and I said, are you ready for the trick-or-treaters? Because small town, you know, usually. He says, you know, I've noticed over the past 4 or 5 years, we don't get as many anymore. Yeah. It's that trunk-or-treat they go to. Boo, trunk or treat. Boo.
Somebody, I saw somebody tweeted, you want a treat? Get in the trunk.
Yeah. I had a ton of trick-or-treaters. I thought it was because
the weather was warm. I guess we know where they all were.
They were all in my neighborhood, and I love it. My sister said, aren't you going to come take the kids trick-or-treating? I'm like, no, that's Joe's thing. I like passing out the candy. I like seeing all the different costumes. And
besides, you have to walk.
Well, there's that.
You would be called a terrible mother for doing that.
For what?
Staying home and handing out candy and not going out with
the
kids.
Well, Joe took the kids.
There are some people who say both parents should go out.
My sister. She was annoyed.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're not coming? I'm like, well, I'll stay here and pass out candy. I like to pass out candy. And I don't like
walking. And I don't want to walk.
And there's the walking. It was nice and cool.
It was a lovely evening. You know, she can sing. Why is she auto-tuning?
Why is she the robot?
She doesn't need that.
That's terrible.
Awful.
And that's the least New York sounding song ever. Nothing about that sounds like New York.
Let's go with the, was it Jay-Z?
Yeah.
That's a better New York song. Actually, Lou Reed. New York man.
Nina Hagen.
New York. Terrible. All right. Is this the promo?
Yeah, Gina, you're lying. You better watch it. It doesn't make any sense.
You want to read that?
Did you know that the U of U top 100 university
is one of the top?
There should be one of the top,
I think.
Yeah. Okay. You ready? The Radio from Hell University Tour continues Wednesday morning at the University of Utah.
We will be on the first floor of the Open Student Union Building.
Did you know that the University of Utah is one of the top 100 universities in mathematics, chemistry, computer science, and economics and business?
I didn't go to college, so no, I didn't know that.
Well, come see us live this Wednesday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. at the University of Utah. Or listen right here on X96.
Good enough?
Is it economics or economics?
Whatever.
I don't know. Both work for me. Okay.
If you'd graduated from college, you'd know.
Exactly.
Is that all I'm going to get on Wednesday?
As a matter of fact, we have a parade of professors lined up.
Who are just going to stand there.
Who are going to come by and
do the shame.
Well, you were in my class and you never did show up.
They're just going to stand there and shake their
heads. A line of shame.
They're just going to shake their heads like this. In a row.
I don't think you should be able to root for the football team anymore. You came and didn't complete your studies.
Just looking at the ground and shaking their heads.
You have no right to root for our program. You came and didn't complete your studies.
Save it for Wednesday.
Oh, you'll get more. You'll get even worse on Wednesday.
That's just great.
But tomorrow's show is a Tuesday show. All right. Good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Live long and prosper, bitches.
Don't you know who I am?
I forgot to have Charlie Halford sign my boob.
Whoa.
Forgot.
I didn't know. Okay. John Smith is next.